got chills after hearing that great new intro.
That was very scary, I agree.
Where did that even come from? Is the show haunted?
It's funny because if you're listening and you don't know how this goes, we didn't actually just hear that.
Yeah.
So we're doing our best acting.
And also, if you're listening and you're not skipping the intro every time, thank you very much. Otherwise, you might want to go back and listen to the intro to this episode for once.
Do people do that? No one does.
It's so common that podcasting apps will have a per show setting for how many seconds ahead to skip when you start playing an episode.
Hey, it's slightly longer this week though, because I played it slower because I thought it made it a little creepier.
Oh yeah, they're not going to be able to just jump to 10 seconds in or whatever. Oh,
right,
I should.
So when you had the pause, maybe do 11 seconds.
We'll try to line it up exactly or something.
Oh, silence. Yeah. Otherwise it won't feel normal.
Well, I want to give you props for that. Not only did you do the show, intro originally, but, also when I challenged you to record a Halloween inspired variant, you came through, like surprising yourself even, I think, with how natural it was, how easy it was.
Yeah. It was kind of fun and easy. And you know what? That's a couple times now. I have to give myself a little credit. I also did the Silver Surfer haiku from a couple episodes back, right? And
yeah.
I didn't think I would do that. I'm like, no, there's no way I'm actually going to do that. And then I did it.
That's great.
I'm on a roll.
Yeah, call you Butter because you're
well,
on
you know,
a roll.
I have some time on my hands nowadays.
Yeah. Nothing but really. Someone asked me today, how are you doing? And I said, coping, because that's the truth. I think it's useful to remind yourself and others that even if you feel like you're doing well, you're actually doing well under extreme stress right now, whether you acknowledge that or not.
Yeah. And I think, maybe listening to us ramble about, you know, BS stuff every other week helps somebody.
Yeah, I hope that we've kind of like kept the infuriating content down a little bit, like under wraps. Like I'm not doling out sports takes or speaking ignorantly on automotive mechanics or anything like that. So,
well, we've done that. We tried to remember the time we tried to figure out how an ICE engine works.
An ICE engine? Oh, internal
well,
combustion
engine.
Well, I
guess that's a little redundant.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, but that wasn't.
If I was just said ICE, it wouldn't have made sense. You'd have been like, what the hell are you talking about?
But that wasn't during COVID. That's the point. Like, it's okay to be irritating outside of COVID.
Well, today somebody's going to have a problem with our take. They're going to be like, fucking Frankenstein's the worst.
Oh, whoa. Hang
that's
on. You're about to, right, you're about to open a can of worms there. Yeah. Do we have any, old business that we need to revisit?
No, follow-ups? just wanted to kind of, apologize for being a day late to everybody that was expecting us on the usual Thursday.
Yes, it's, very shameful of us to be late one day delivering the show out of more than 70 episodes.
Yeah.
It really
I mean,
ruins a great track record.
Well, I'm sure it'll happen some other time in about another 3 years. But,
so,
hey, we're not to blame the evil Spectrum internet services that went down. So the funny thing is it goes down here at my house yesterday at right around noon, right?
Yeah.
It comes back at 7 o'clock at night or a little after seven. About half an hour later, I get an email from them saying, there's an outage in your area, right? And I was like, okay, that's fixed now. And then today, this morning, I don't even know what time it was. I'm actually going to bring it up because I don't remember what time I got this today. I got an email, this morning. Let's see. It was at 1:14 PM today saying the outage has been fixed.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hours right. later. Thanks. Great.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it happens. It probably wouldn't have happened if we'd at least been in person, because push comes to shove. I could have recorded in person and tethered my laptop to my phone and pushed the episode up to the server and all that. But anyway.
Well, also you have Google Internet, so you don't have that problem.
Well, I mean, you know, every internet service provider comes with its own problems.
Yeah, I just like to rail on Spectrum a little bit.
Yeah, I gotta say, I certainly have had Google Fiber outages before, they're usually resolved really quickly, so I can't complain too much. And you know, the I don't want to turn into like a Google Fiber commercial all of a sudden, but it's only $70, so like I can't complain. I get great performance out of that.
I think I only have one option where I live.
Yeah, most people. Yeah. Most people only have one option where they live.
Yeah, unfortunately. So.
Oh, there was one old business thing. When we talked about spoilers a couple of episodes ago, I wanted to mention that there was a spoiler that came up during an episode of season one, I think, of Cobra Kai, where Robbie feigns an injury. Isn't that his name, Robbie? He feigns an injury, and he says that he was pulling a Kaiser Soze or something. Do you know what I'm talking about? He's like spoiling the Usual Suspects.
I get that. I don't know. I only watched maybe half of the first episode of the first season of that show. Like when it came on, when it originally came to Netflix like a few months ago or whatever, I tried to watch it, and I just couldn't do it.
So you haven't gone back to it?
No, but I get the Kaiser Soze thing.
Yeah.
You know, of course. But yeah. But no, I haven't. I won't go back to it. It was bad. Like, I got to the part. Okay, I'm going to spoil
Cobra Kai,
the first episode. Yeah, only the first episode as far as I saw. I got to the part where, in true Karate Kid fashion, an old man, but this time Johnny instead of Miyagi, beats up a bunch of high school kids. So, yeah. You know, that was pretty cool. But it was just so badly done. You know, I mean, you can say what you want about like the Arrowverse or whatever, but the fight scenes generally look pretty good. This was freaking terrible, right? Like, I don't think they even subbed in like a stunt double for the guy that plays Johnny, right? It was just like some 45-year-old man that really probably doesn't know karate throwing punches out there.
Well, I will say this. I did not continue watching the show for the fight choreography. I thought the characters were pretty good. I was interested in where the story was going more than anything. But there's a really good extended fight sequence that's like the climax of season two that I think you would enjoy a lot more.
Does it actually involve Ralph Macchio?
No, I mean, he runs, no, it doesn't actually. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't even get to the part where I didn't see him. I know he exists. I think Johnny drives by a billboard and he like has a car dealership or something. Something along those lines, or here's an ad on the radio, something like that. And that was it. Yeah, I couldn't get far enough to even see him on the show.
To see Daniel-san himself.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, if you get bored enough and want to go back to it, I recommend it. But if it didn't hook you, it didn't hook you.
Eventually, I'm going to run out of stuff to watch. I mean,
yeah.
At the rate I'm going, it's going to happen soon.
That's how I wound up watching 90 Day Fiancé and like all of its spinoffs, or almost all of its spinoffs. Can't recommend it.
I have no idea what that is.
Oh my God. Okay. So the whole idea is, have we not talked about this before? The whole idea is that these people want to get married to someone from another country, right? So their fiancés come over on what's called a K-1 visa. And a K-1 allows you to be in the country for 90 days, but you have to get married by the end of that time, or you have to go back. So the main show, 90 Day Fiancé, is about what happens during the 90-day period where the fiancés come over on their K-1s. And then they have 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days, which is obviously before they even get the visa, and 90 Day Fiancé the other way, where Americans go to foreign countries to try to get married to people who live there.
Huh.
Yeah.
It does sound kind of bad and a little creepy.
I don't think it's creepy, to be honest with you.
Okay.
These are all people who clearly want to be on television. So it's completely consensual.
In general, is it that somebody wants it? Like the person that's going to the new country, are they generally doing it because they want to become like a citizen of that country more so than they want to find love? They just want an in.
That comes up a lot.
Is that why this is happening?
Okay. That comes up a lot.
And then the way I'm picturing it, the person that is on the other end, you know, the resident,
the citizen, let's say,
the citizen, yeah, is just looking for, you know, love and is hoping to find it and is probably just getting somebody that really wants an in.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's a lot of that. But anyway,
that would make me sad.
Well,
listen, Jonathan, I'm sad enough right now. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I only want to watch sitcoms from the '80s.
Yeah. So what were we going to talk about? Oh yeah. We were going to do a Halloween episode. That's right. So kids aren't trick or treating this year, I hope, but I still bought candy anyway. Have you done any?
I don't know. Are they not? I'm not. I hear mixed things about what's going on with that.
So I know a couple of people have said that they're taking their kids over to like just a few friends' houses that they know have been isolating and things like that. But if you think about it, it's got to be relatively safe to go trick-or-treating because you're at least wearing a mask. A lot of them are. And you're outside where it's well ventilated, right?
Right.
Like, I feel like it's a manageable risk.
It should be a manageable risk, but, you know, there's a lot of excitement. There's crowds. Like, it's hard to social distance, like, when you're running up to the porch and you're, like, all excited and there's a group kind of gathering. And now there's, like, when I was a kid, it was a big deal. And, like, lines would form at people's porches.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know, you know, you'd run into friends. You'd want to go out with friends and stuff. And I don't know how this works. In my mind, like, it's like, oh, kids don't see other kids that they don't like live in the same house with right now, because I basically don't see other adults that I don't live in the same house with.
Right.
But I know that's probably not, you know, actually how things actually go right now.
Well, I can tell you, I've lived here a couple of years and it's what you'd want. You know, it's like a high density type neighborhood. There's actually quite a lot of kids. There's enough kids that there's like a dozen of them waiting for the bus every morning, when they're going to school, you know, and you would think that this would be kind of a destination because we're kind of close to some high dollar homes as well. Right. So it's like, obviously you want to go to the rich people's houses to trick or treat, but honestly,
that's the usual faulty logic. Isn't
right.
It?
But, yeah, honestly, we're not seeing that many people in years past, even under the best of conditions. On the other hand, maybe it's going to be a great excuse to go out. I really don't know what to expect. Although tonight Raleigh has a fucking citywide curfew because of some planned protests. So I don't know if that's going to carry over into tonight or tomorrow night and affect trick or treating. Unfortunate, right? Because this year Halloween falls on a weekend.
Yeah.
And
so
me and Catherine
and
boys,
the
trick-or-treating.
Boys are going to be trick or treating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Robbing little kids for bags.
Maybe not robbing little kids, robbing teenagers.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah. It's, hey, look, if you're a teenager and you don't have a costume on, you gotta come. I got a great story about that, by the way. So I was trick-or-treating once when we were just kind of out, like not doing much. It was me and a couple of friends. We were teenagers, probably, oh, I don't know, 13 or 14 at the time.
Cracking whippets and drinking old style.
Basically, you're not far off from the truth. I'll be honest. But we were just kind of out and about walking around, like not really like dressed up in costumes and also not trying to get candy.
Sure.
Because you shouldn't be. And my friend runs into this other guy that he knows, and a friend of his, right? Not a friend of mine. And it was in my buddy's neighborhood. He's a guy I used to play hockey with back when I was, you know, like 13 years old. And he's like, hey man, how's it going? And it's funny. I never would have remembered this until you just kind of mentioned this. And we're sitting there talking and like some other guy pulls up, but this guy's in a car, right? So he's got to be, he seemed like an adult to me, but he wasn't an adult. He's probably just like 16 and says something about like, hey, like looks like you got a lot of candy, man. And he's like, you did a good job. He's like, let me see that. And then the kid hands him the bag. I'm watching all this happen.
Oh,
he
no.
hands him the bag and you know where this is going, right? Everybody but him knew where this was going. And of course he's like, oh, nice, man. He's like, see ya. And then he just drove off. And I was like, he looked so freaking just like torn apart. Like just, if you could see the look on his face, man, it was like, man, I was like, why did you just hand that guy your candy bag? It was just bad. First of all, that kid shouldn't have been trick or treating. But at least he was into it. He wore a costume, whatever. You know, maybe 13's not the cutoff if you still get into it. But then I just felt so bad that an older kid stole his candy And I witnessed it all go down.
Oh, God. Like, why would you hand over the bag for inspection? Jesus. What's even the thought process there? Because yeah. Someone bigger than you told you to do it.
Right, exactly. You should have just ran.
Absolutely. Well, so the main topic, I don't know how much gas is in the tank on this one, honestly, but I was thinking your classic Halloween creatures, okay? And when I say classic, I mean your vampire, your werewolf, your mummy, right? There's a short list of what's classic, because we're not talking about a specific vampire, a specific mummy, whatever. We're not talking about Spider-Man. We're talking about monsters. Creature from the Black Lagoon, Frankenstein's monster, all that type thing, right? An earlier episode, we talked about which slashers had it best, you know, in terms of lifestyle. Like, would you be better off living as Jason Voorhees or Freddy Krueger, for example?
Yeah.
This time around, which of those classic Halloween-type monsters would you rather have to live as? If a genie cursed you to be a vampire or a werewolf or a mummy or whatever, what are you going for? What are the pros and cons of each? What's the right answer?
Yeah, so there's like kind of an obvious one for me. And if you've listened to the show long enough, you're going to know where I'm going with this, because we've done a little bit about this. And that was in a previous episode where we talked about being a vampire, right? And I was like, yeah, I would do it. Like, you know, if you given the choice, if a vampire has you like whatever cornered and is like, hey, I'm going to let you decide. Do you want to become one or not? I'll be like, yeah, I'll do it. So I'm inclined to say that's my obvious pick here. However, I haven't thought about the other ones. That conversation was strictly about being a vampire, right?
Right. And also, I'd hasten to point out, in that case, it was you're either going to get exsanguinated and die, or you're going to be turned. It wasn't like, you know, given the option, you might rather be a vampire than die.
Right.
But that doesn't mean, it doesn't follow that you'd rather be a vampire than be a werewolf, right? So there's one that I think we can rule out as definitely not what you'd want to pick, and that's a ghost, right? Because ghosts have it the worst, because you're going to be stuck haunting one place, right?
Yeah, you can't even leave, right?
You generally don't hear about ghosts that are, like, walking around. Even the ones who are, like, you know, the ghost of someone murdered at a swamp, or the ghost of someone who was hit by a train, they're still stuck to that one place, even if it isn't like a house, right? You're still haunting, you know, that one landmark or what have you. So that's got to be the worst. And you're kind of just stuck there. You can't enjoy earthly pleasures. What are the upsides, really? You get to terrorize some people who come around every once in a while.
It doesn't seem to make them happy either. Like, no. I can't think of any time where you've ever watched, like, a ghost story, movie, book, anything that involves ghosts where they seem like they're getting some kind of thrills out of it.
Yeah.
Or do they just seem happy at all with, I wanted to say life, but I guess they're not.
Afterlife. Know, yeah.
Existence.
What about Casper the Friendly Ghost?
He seems pretty happy. I don't know much about Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Okay.
I've seen a commercial with him in it a lot lately, and I don't even remember what it's for.
Oh, interesting. I wonder what that could even be.
You don't see commercials ever, do you?
No. So I've got commercials on the TLC Go app with which I watch 90 Day Fiancé. And it's
okay. So that's not just you watching waterfalls over and over again?
No. And it's just been like wall to wall political ads, man. Like the worst god awful stupid ads.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's about 99% of what I see. And the other 1% is I believe some kind of insurance. Mm. And I think that's what the Casper commercial is.
Oh,
is like an ad for like Allstate or something.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I think we can. Okay, well, okay. Here's a extension on the ghost question. Do you consider Freddy Krueger a ghost?
Well, again, we're talking about specific ghosts now, but
yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah, no. Right. I agree. Freddy's something else entirely, but I bring him up because he's clearly having a good time.
Yeah, right? He is. I think that was the answer to that, you know, spoiler alert. Last year's Halloween episode.
Was that last year already? Jeez.
Yeah, that's when we did that.
Okay, so Ghost is off the list for sure. Like, it doesn't even bear further investigation in my opinion.
No, that was a good one to eliminate. So how about Frankenstein?
Yeah, okay.
Frankenstein's monster.
Okay, yeah. Let's acknowledge Frankenstein's monster, but I'm not going to say Frankenstein's monster. I'm going to say Frankenstein.
Yep.
And I'm even going to say a Frankenstein, right? Like, it doesn't have to be the one. But if you're dressed up as, like, a stitched together, shambling, you know, hulk of a creature, reanimated, clearly that's a Frankenstein. Being a Frankenstein has to suck because, okay, if you're talking about the specific Frankenstein's monster, or Adam, let's call him, that creature developed empathy and intelligence and was misunderstood and wretched and was driven to kill and no thank you, and spent most of the rest of his life running away from Victor Frankenstein in the fucking South Pole or something like that, right? If I remember the end of that book correctly.
I think you're right about that.
Yeah. So clearly the actual guy wasn't doing that well. But like Frankenstein meets Abbott and Costello or whatever, that level Frankenstein, that could be pretty good because I don't know. Like, I don't think that you're like taking trips and drinking fine wines and things like that, but nobody's messing with you. That's for sure. Like, I think I'd rather be a Frankenstein than a ghost just because you can kind of go where you please and people kind of get out of your way and you don't really have to worry too much about villagers with pitchforks because it's in modern times if you're a Frankenstein of that vintage, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. So you're thinking if you were a Frankenstein, it would be now. So
right.
Any of these questions is still like you're not transported back to whatever time you normally associate that monster.
Right.
With. Yeah.
Right.
Like, oh, that's interesting. So, I guess, yeah, if I was going to be a Frankenstein, now would be the best time to be one.
The only thing that is really kind of a downside. Okay. So let's say that all other things being equal, you're not really like superhumanly strong or whatever, right? You're just like put together from a patchwork of people who were healthy and big and strong, right? Frankenstein is not like superhumanly strong. He's just like peak human, right? Is my sense of it. Do you agree with
they
that?
They sometimes make him seem to be extra strong, though. I guess it depends on like what the depiction is of him. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think it depends on which Frankenstein you're talking about.
Okay. Well, we can agree that Frankenstein is not a zombie, right? He's not undead. He's been reanimated. So, like, you're still alive. You can still taste food. You can still, you know, take pleasure in things in the way that a living being can, right? If you're a Frankenstein. And I think, you know, even with the example of Adam, Frankenstein's monster, developing that intelligence and empathy, even though it didn't work out that well for him, like, you would still come around to being a thinking and feeling individual. And even though that sounds pretty good, I still gotta say, I don't think I'm gonna choose to be basically human and just hated and feared.
Because he does seem miserable.
Yes, yes. I think every reanimated type creature probably seems miserable because they're not themselves, right? You're put together from other people. Like, if it wouldn't be Jim the Frankenstein, right? It would be a Frankenstein, part of which used to be Jim.
Yeah.
And you'd be at most like 40% Jim, probably.
I'm even wondering if we're not ranking these, we're just trying to figure out which one's the best.
Yeah.
Man, Frankenstein might be worse than Ghost.
I think so. Well, because a Frankenstein is mortal still. It will die, right? You're going to die because you're still a living being, which means, okay, you're still going to age. Guess what? You know, you could still starve. You could drown. Anything.
That might be a good thing, though. Being a ghost and having to be one forever would be terrible.
That is true. I guess it depends on whether you're more or less scared by the thought of eternity. Like, that's the tiebreaker.
I'm okay with eternity, just not eternity as a ghost.
Yeah, yeah. What's next? Werewolf? Werewolf seems on the surface not to be that bad.
Yeah.
So pretty fun transforming into a wolf maybe, but you don't really have control over it, right?
No, they never seem to remember what they did.
Yeah.
When they just like wake up naked somewhere and are like covered in blood and like, what did I do last night? You just killed a bunch of people. It's fine.
And depending on the particular flavor of werewolf, it's like really common for werewolves to seek to destroy that which they love most. So like, you know, your family is at risk right away as a werewolf. And even if it weren't like a magical curse compelling you to do it, they're probably the ones who are like physically closest to you when you do transform, unless you take great pains to avoid them.
But in modern day, right, yeah. If I'm a werewolf now,
yeah.
So most of the time I get to walk around as a normal dude, like, right. Okay, I mean, that's fine. I get to live a pretty normal life, except for when there's a full moon, right?
Yes.
And that's it. I mean, that still holds true for most werewolves, right? That's the whole, like, that's werewolf canon, isn't it?
Right, right. All the full moon thing is consistent.
Yeah, so the only time, like, I would know, like, I don't know when there's a full moon right now. I know there's one tomorrow night. There's a blue moon. But it's easy to find out. I mean, there's apps for that. The internet will tell you. Like, I can easily make a calendar.
Yeah.
And I have to think even though werewolves are pretty strong in movies and TV shows, the usual attempt to, like, chain yourself up never seems to work. I think I'd have to figure out a good way to do that.
I'd put it to you that you could probably in modern times, bullshit the full moon thing just by taking a flight a day or two before the full moon to someplace where the moon is not going to be full. Right? Cause it's not, correct me if I'm wrong, but the phases of the moon are not consistent at every point on the globe, are they?
Oh, you got me, man.
If the moon is full tonight or tomorrow, I guess, if the moon is full, wait, is it a full moon tomorrow, really?
It is, yeah.
A full moon on a Saturday, Halloween? That's killer. I did not realize that. If it's a full moon tomorrow, does that mean that it's a full moon? Because it's not like daytime it's daytime on the other side of the planet, you know? So, like, the moon's not even in the sky. A werewolf ain't a werewolf during the day when it happens to be a full moon, right? It's only at nightfall.
I don't think you can game this system, man.
I feel like if you're going to game anything, it's going to be the werewolf, though.
Like, I don't know. I want to say you don't have to necessarily, like, see the moon. Like, you could, like, hide under a blanket or something or like, you know, get a Faraday cage and it's not going to work. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to, like, if there's a full moon, and I do think if there's a full moon, it is everywhere on the planet, right? Tomorrow night, there'll be a full moon everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't misunderstand me. My point is, the moon is full, presumably the moon is full, like, in Japan right now. Even though it's not out for us at the moment. But I wouldn't be, if I were a werewolf, I wouldn't, and I was right here, I wouldn't be turning into a werewolf right now. Right? It's not until nightfall.
So you're saying, yeah, if you wait until tomorrow morning and then you fly to Japan and you get there before
nightfall there, yeah.
Right. But would you not have to, you'd have to know the route. Is there not a chance that the flight passes through somewhere where it's nighttime and there's, I don't fucking know, right?
Yeah, but that's my point. Like, you know, the 30 Days a Night comic and movie where the vampires like go super far to the polar north, so that it's like night for months at a time and they never have to worry about the sun. Couldn't a werewolf do something similar with the full moon? And go up and just be a werewolf the whole time that the moon is full and not have to change back during the day and also not have to worry about many people being around, not for nothing.
I think generally it's different though. They like vampires are cool with being a vampire all the time, but werewolves aren't. Like, they want to be a human most of the time. They don't want to change, right?
Okay. Okay.
Isn't it usually seen that way?
Yes.
It's like that's how that's depicted.
Yeah, that's right. No, like, because you don't remember anything you get up to as a werewolf generally, right? So even if it was super friggin' cool to be a werewolf, you're not actually getting that benefit from it.
Right. So you're just going to like lose like a month of your life or whatever and not remember any of it.
That's true.
So you're better off losing like a night.
So that's, in a way, that's even worse than a Frankenstein to me, because you're still just a regular person with regular person responsibilities, except one night a month. And I guess this month, two nights a month, that you have to go out of your way, to avoid everyone else and to accommodate the transformation.
Do you think, is there not any time, like the werewolves have no abilities unless they are turned, right? Until they actually turn, there's no, like when they're in normal human form, they don't have any actual like extra strength or speed or anything like that.
Well, if you go back to the Wolfman film, I think, technically they can't be killed except by Silver. So even if you're not a wolf, if you're killed, you'll come back to life.
Well, that's pretty badass.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. It could be a little bit inconvenient depending on when it happens. But I think most people would probably say, no, it's just you're a wolf and you can't be killed when you're a wolf, so that you're vulnerable when you're a human.
But wait, does the human age?
Yeah, you still age as a werewolf. You're not immortal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks. I don't want to be a werewolf at all.
Yeah, man.
But this is the best out of the three we talked about so far.
So far, yeah. So yeah. What's next then? Fucking Creature from the Black Lagoon, Swamp Man type thing, right? You got gills. You can probably go on land for a limited amount of time. You're definitely just a monster, and you're definitely spending most of your time in murky water.
Do you have to be in murky water? Does it have to be like an estuary? Is that the deal? Because then you have like very little range.
Well, I'm not super clear on this. Within the genre, what is it? There's the Creature from the Black Lagoon. There's Zat, I think is the name of the movie.
Is Swamp Thing one of those?
Oh, no. Swamp Thing is a different thing. And okay. Man Thing is a different thing, I would say. This is definitely like probably too specific, Creature from the Black Lagoon. I think we can agree that it's not the answer, though. I don't even think it's worth what.
Can I use my powers for good? Can I be like Aquaman?
What are your powers though? You have claws and teeth, I guess.
I mean, I can swim pretty fast.
Yeah.
Or something, right?
You don't look like a human. What is it you're doing in the water that's so great though?
Can you talk to fish?
Okay.
Well, I mean, how great is Aquaman, Jonathan?
Aquaman's pretty great, but he's got more than just talking to fish. I mean, he's a king for one thing. There's a whole kingdom of Atlanteans, and he's in charge of them.
The smartest fish in that swamp, so I could get them to like listen to me. And
yeah, but you know, you would literally be a big fish in a small pond.
Yeah,
it's not as great as Aquaman, who's got the seven seas. You know what I mean? He's got the whole Earth's oceans.
You don't think Swamp Thing could like get to the ocean and then just be cool in the ocean?
No,
that would give you a lot of, I mean, that would be badass, right? You'd never have to come out of the water and deal with humans at all. You could just live your life in the ocean. And obviously there's a lot more ocean on the planet than there is land.
Well, hang on now, cause you're talking about two different things. Swamp Thing is a plant man. We're talking about a fish man.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what I don't understand the difference.
Well, the fish man is a fish. And the plant man is a plant.
So Swamp Thing doesn't have gills and can't breathe underwater.
Swamp Thing doesn't need to breathe, period, underwater or not, right? He's got a different form of respiration, being a plant elemental.
Oh, okay.
And in the comics, even, he's gone to other planets to avoid humans because he's connected to the green that permeates the cosmos. He's turned into like alien vegetables and shit like that. But Swamp Thing is a special case, I feel, because there's, oh man, let's get into Swamp Thing real quick. Quick aside on Swamp Thing. So there's actually like two kind of types of a Swamp Thing. And I'm talking about Alec Holland's Swamp Thing. There was the original deal where he's like a scientist and he gets doused with this regenerative plant serum when his lab explodes, and he throws his burning body into the swamp to extinguish the flames, and he winds up getting transformed by the serum in the swamp into the Swamp Thing, right? So he's got these plant-based powers. He's a big plant monster thing, but he's still got the mind of scientist Alec Holland, right? Then, years later, Alan Moore gets a hold of the character, and in this seminal story called The Anatomy Lesson, it's revealed that Swamp Thing was just a plant that thought it was a man. It actually wasn't Alec Holland. None of the organs inside of it even worked. Like, it was a completely alien being that just thought it had been this human. Like, Alec Holland died, and what came up out of the swamp was something else. And that's when Swamp Thing started leaning more into this, like, godlike plant elemental type being and got involved in more supernatural type adventures and stuff like that. So, plant elemental Swamp Thing, pretty badass. Alec Holland Swamp Thing, kind of sad and pathetic, in my opinion.
And I guess that is my bad, obviously. Swamp Thing was never really supposed to be in the conversation. I guess it was more Creature from the Blue Lagoon, right?
Well, Black Lagoon. Blue Lagoon is that movie with Brooke Shields. And,
I'm all over the place. All right. Yeah, that seemed fun. Like, they had a good life in that movie, right? You could just live there if that's
on
the table.
Wait, are you talking about Blue Lagoon?
Right.
I guess if you like having sex with your sister.
They were kin?
I think they were brother and sister.
Oh, well, you don't have to. I mean, it just seemed like a paradise, right? Wasn't that the whole point?
I suppose so. But again, they were also like 13 or 14, maybe.
Yeah, they were definitely not old.
I think the movie was called Return to the Blue Lagoon or something like that, wasn't it?
But there was no creature there then.
No, again, that's Black Lagoon.
Okay. So then this Black Lagoon you speak of, what does its creature do?
The Black Lagoon or the Blue Lagoon? Sorry.
The Black Lagoon. What is it? Because that's the actual monster. Right?
Oh,
is this a classic monster? Because I'm not familiar with
it. Yeah, it's a Universal monster. It was one of the later Universal horror pictures. I think it came out like in the 60s or something like that. Like not like a classic 30s or 40s horror movie like Dracula or The Wolfman.
What does it do?
It's super horny. It wants to abduct women because it wants to mate with human women. So, you know, not great.
Probably in the 30s, you'd have been, had a little bit more luck with that than you would today. you're just going to get found out quickly.
What do you mean you'd have had more luck?
Well, because there wasn't technology. Word didn't spread as fast.
Oh, I see. What else we got? Zombie. What do you think about a zombie?
No. No, there's no way that that's fun.
Cause you're mindless.
Zombies, like, I guess probably the most exposure I have to zombies would be like Walking Dead. You know, that just doesn't look fun. That looks like a terrible life. Why would you want to be one of those?
Okay. Killer Robot. Does that count as a Halloween monster? People dress up as killer robots, right? There's all kinds of horror movies about killer robots.
What about a mummy?
Okay. Mummy. So, you had a pretty good life as a mortal, probably, because you were almost certainly a pharaoh or some type of ruler like that. There's magic at play because there's obviously already a curse, and not just the curse that turns you into a Halloween mummy, but, the mummy's curse for your tomb having been looted. The fact that you're out at all means someone broke into your tomb, right? What drives a mummy besides the curse, because not for nothing, but like the curse of the mummy can befall someone without the mummy themselves like getting up and walking around, right? People just get like sick and shit like that. So why does the mummy make it personal? Why is the mummy getting back up, and what's the mummy's goal? Do you have any idea?
I have no. Look, what I know about mummies was either from Scooby-Doo or from the Brendan Fraser movies. Neither one are probably great sources.
Well, no, that is a great source, because in that first mummy film, the mummy wanted to bring himself and his lover back to life and to become immortal, right?
That's right.
That was the whole gag. He was like a sorcerer. was his name Anxunamun or was it hers? I can't remember.
Wow, man. You remember this far better than I do.
Anyway, whatever the case may be. So the whole move there was coming back to life. I don't know the Universal Mummy picture, what the mummy was really up to, whether there was any goal. I think it was just sort of the mummy came back and was killing anything in its path, right? So I guess that kind of mummy is mindless. If you were a mummy, that's a tough one, man, because I guess if you were cursed to be a mummy, odds are you're waking up in the future, right? Like, if you're yourself as a mummy, it's like the year 5000 and someone breaks into your tomb. So all of a sudden you're living somewhere completely alien to you.
But most of the time they don't seem cognizant of that kind of thing, right? Like they're almost like a zombie, just like kind of stumbling around looking to...
Yeah.
For no apparent reason, kill people, or like you're right. Do they have a mission? Are they trying to get, like, if they were to, I don't know, find the people that broke into their tomb and kill them or get their stuff back, would they then be able to go back to rest or something? Like,
I think that's the idea, that like you can't move on into the afterlife and live in comfort unless certain preparations were made for your burial, right? That's the whole reason that you're a mummy to begin with. And if somebody messes with that, then obviously you can't be at rest. But you're right, that's like the end goal. It's got to be to go back to rest. That doesn't seem that great.
No, that seems awful. It seems like if you had any clue, you'd realize, oh shit, like I've just been in this coffin for a long time, or this tomb, and I didn't, like, it didn't work out the way I thought it was going to.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so... This sucks. I don't want to go back to that.
All right. How about Alien? Like a gray, or like Little Green Men, or Mars Attacks, or some type of killer alien?
I mean, yeah, they seem pretty badass. I didn't know that was even going to be an option.
Why wouldn't it be? They got horror movies. They got Halloween costumes, right?
Well, I mean, most of the time they're depicted as like the bad guys.
Yes.
Right? Like they want to destroy Earth or something like that.
And they're the aggressors, right? They came picking a fight with us.
But let's face it, they're obviously advanced.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, wherever they came from, they can travel through space a lot better than we can.
Yeah.
We can't go anywhere.
Yep. Yep.
And we can barely get to the moon, let alone another fucking planet.
That's right. We're driving around in our own backyard.
Right. Right. Well, except that one Tesla car that's driving around in space. Until the stereo runs out, or
but no one's in it.
There is like a mannequin in it. Isn't
there? But it's not like a person is in it. There's not a pilot or a driver. but yeah, you're right. But like you can't hide, right? Like these aliens don't integrate with human society and infiltrate.
Sometimes they do.
Yeah, but that's like
Do you remember the show V?
Yeah, but that's not in the spirit of Halloween. Like, you can't, if you go to a Halloween party and you're like, oh no, I'm an alien from V, you're just a fucking asshole. You didn't put any effort into your, you know what I mean?
I'm doing that next year, Jonathan.
Oh yeah, I'm the Cylon from Battlestar.
Oh, nice.
Or Invasion of the Body Snatchers, maybe. Those were aliens, right?
I think so. Yeah, you're right though. You have to, but that's okay. I mean, what? So what? Like, you have a weird appearance. You can't hide. I don't care.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you can't go out to your favorite restaurant anymore because you're a friggin' alien.
Do I have to stay on Earth?
Okay, let's unpack that. So either in these films, there's some sort of invasion, in which case, no, you're probably not staying on Earth because otherwise there'd be a lot more aliens running around with you. Right? Or you're stranded for some reason. Like, you know, you're like, I don't think the Predator in that first Predator flick was stranded exactly, but
I think it was stranded.
Was he stranded? Oh yeah, because the ship crashes, doesn't it, in the beginning?
Yeah, the ship crashed.
So he's not going anywhere, right? It didn't work out too well for the Predator.
Yeah, the Predator's a little different. I don't know what that, like, yeah, that dude's motivation. I don't want to be him. But if I could just be like, yeah, I guess you can't be like a chill. Yeah, you could. You could be just like a chill alien, right? I guess no matter what.
Wait, like Alf?
Oh, yeah, there you go. I mean, you gotta eat cats, and that's probably not the most pleasant thing in the world, but look, I think that when aliens come to Earth, it's generally depicted as they, like, something's wrong with their planet and they need it. They want to take ours.
Hmm.
Is that not how it goes?
Yeah, like yeah, I think you're right. They're like coming to loot our precious resources or something like that. They're going to steal all the Earth's water or some shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or like, I don't know, maybe they're Mars Needs Women. Isn't that one of those flicks? They're like actually abducting humans for experiments and stuff.
Other than the fact that they always lose, though, I'm cool with it.
Okay. So far, Alien ranks just under Vampire for you?
Well, we haven't. Do we even get to Vampire? Do we want to get to Vampire?
Just
go back and listen to that episode if you really want to hear about that.
Well, no, this is a different question. So I guess we should get to Vampire because that's the big one for most people, I got to imagine. I don't think I'm picking Vampire, man. Like the whole, as much as I like staying inside, the whole can't go out in the sun thing seems like a major inconvenience to me. Like that's
generally only half the day.
It's an accident waiting to happen is what it is. Like I could see myself just being absent-minded. I guess it depends on the vampire, because some vampires like are unable to get up during the day, so they're like they're asleep no matter what happens, right?
Yeah, or other ones are like if they're in the sun for more than like a second or two, they start to like melt or burn or something like that, right?
Right, and then you got those young punks from the Blade movies who all they did was put on a bunch of sunscreen and like motorcycle leathers and they went out in the sun.
Right, and I don't want to count that because I'm not looking for an easy out here. Mm. So, yeah, let's just pretend like you can't go out in the sun.
Okay.
It still ain't going to stop me, man. I'm picking that because...
But you got to prey on people to survive.
Yeah, and I guess while in Interview with the Vampire... You know, Brad Pitt doesn't want to do that. For the most part, they seem okay with it.
Yeah, eventually, because you lose your humanity to the beast within. You know, it's a losing battle. Eternity's going to win.
Look, Jonathan, this planet's way the fuck overpopulated. You know what? I would use it as like a superpower because you have superpowers, right? You can fucking fly.
Yeah.
You're fast. You're strong. You got all these things going for you, right?
Turn into a bat.
So, well, that's what I meant by fly, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Can you fly if you're not a bat?
They can turn into smoke as well. I assume the smoke
can't
float.
Like, he can't fucking put his fist in the air and Superman. In the sky, right?
No, I guess not.
If Dracula could do that, why would you ever be a bat?
Well, wait a minute now. Dracula can crawl up walls and stuff like that, so maybe he can fly.
You're right. They're just badass.
Yeah.
So, I feel like I would... just feed on villains. Like you would just be like, you would just basically go down the list of
billionaires.
Yeah
That's where I'd start.
Sure. Yeah, I mean there's you got a lot of options, right?
Yeah, true. And certainly better off than most of the other creatures we've talked about so far, except arguably aliens, I think. What does that leave us with? Giant monsters like Godzilla, what do you call it? Them with the giant ants, like any type giant animal.
All of those are generally depicted as like not having any intelligence, right?
And I guess people don't really dress up as them for Halloween per se.
No.
You will see someone in like a Godzilla type costume, but you know, they're not actually giant or anything like that. Okay. I still feel like we're leaving one out. A witch? How about a witch?
Oh, witches. Yeah, I guess that counts. Yeah, witches are cool.
They could be monstrous for sure. They don't have to be... Like, you've got humans who just practice black magic. That's a separate thing from a Halloween-type witch, in my opinion. You've got to be like... Halloween witches, like, prolong their life through unnatural means and make pacts with the devil and shit like that. That seems pretty badass.
Eventually they're going to die though, right?
Oh yeah, probably.
Some point. It's not like a vampire where like, hey, if you play your cards right, you could probably last for virtually ever.
Yeah.
I guess even then, most of them wind up dying at some point. And with a vampire or a witch, that's something to consider, because whatever happens to you after you're gone, like, you've made a pact with the devil, right?
Yeah, so you're going to hell, period.
Yeah, and it's not going to be great.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I would rank witch probably below werewolf, honestly. I think it's still possible to try to live a virtuous life as a werewolf. You're not necessarily damned. Although that's a mark against vampires too, though, now. They are damned.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. I mean, you can put it off. Like, you can try to live, but it's always looming.
That's right.
At some point, like, let's face it, at some point you're going to die.
The house always wins, man. That's what they tell me.
Yeah, that sucks. Now, werewolf would be the answer if you could control yourself. Like, if you could use it in the same way I want to be a vampire and just, like, not necessarily do good, because, you know, comic book heroes don't kill people, right? You know, like, Superman doesn't kill people. Batman doesn't kill people. So you can't say that you're, like, I guess at best you could say you could be, like, an anti-hero type.
Well, now hang on. Now hang on. In the spirit of the question, we are talking about Halloween monsters, and they're Halloween monsters because they're scary, and they're scary generally because they kill people.
Yeah, oh, I would still, you'd have to kill people, like we're talking about. But I'm saying at least I can be kind of something of a good guy, as much of a good guy as you can be and still kill people, if I could be a vampire. But I don't think you could do that as a werewolf, because you don't really have control over who you kill.
Right.
Possibly you even want to kill your loved ones.
Speaking of good guys, how about possessed dolls?
Like Chucky?
Like Chucky, yeah, he was a good guy doll. Or an animated puppet. You know, like in Puppet Master?
Yeah.
Or something like that?
I can't imagine anything good about being one of those, right?
Yeah, Chucky's whole deal, even, the serial killer, what was his name? James Lee Ray, I think, was Chucky's name.
I'm pretty sure you're right, yeah.
He was trying to do a voodoo curse to put his own soul in someone else's body so he could keep, like, living. And the only thing that was, like, around when he got shot running from the cops or something like that was a good guy stall. And that's how he wound up bound to Chucky. It wasn't like he wanted to be. And then he wound up...
Classic monsters, though, right?
How is a possessed doll not classic?
I don't know. Is it a thing before Chucky?
Oh, sure. Yeah. You've got other instances of... toys and stuff like that in the movies and in folklore, you know, being inhabited by an evil spirit, coming to life, wreaking havoc.
All right.
And well, people dress up as, you know, evil Raggedy Ann and shit like that too.
Well, yeah, but just because people dress up as, and I mean, people dress up as all kinds of things that, again, you know, we have to be able to separate Freddy and Jason from last year's conversation, essentially, from this year.
If you feel like, well, I guess the question is, does Chucky fall more under the umbrella of a slasher or a monster?
Yeah, I say Chucky's a slasher, I guess is what I was getting at.
Okay. All right, well, we can take Chucky off the table. Chucky-type things off the table, then. I have no quarrel with that. Do we have one more, or is that exhausting the conversation for the most part?
I didn't think of anything else.
All right. Well, if a listener can think of something that we've missed or wants to weigh in, please write in mailbag@noexpertspodcast.com or tweet at us @noexpertspod. I'm sure there's something that we left on the table and we're just going to kick ourselves like 5 minutes after recording for not remembering it. Real quick. Okay. Phantom of the Opera. Is that too specific?
Yeah, that's too specific.
Let me think. What's another damn monster? Generally speaking, like, you could have someone who was just possessed where it's like a ghost in a human body, and that's a little different than a ghost, but no one's dressing up as that shit, right? Like, that's not a costume. You can't tell that that's what someone's doing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's all I got for the most part. Real quick, best versus favorite classic Halloween monster costume, if you had to go to a party tonight and you could only dress as vampire, werewolf, mummy type stuff we talked about.
Well, see, best versus favorite's different than what would I be, because
yeah,
the obvious answer is the Wolfman.
You'd be the Wolfman. Is that best?
It takes the least amount of work for me, because, you know, I generally have a lot of fur to begin with. So it's not that hard to turn myself into a wolfman, I wouldn't think. But, I mean, vampire's the coolest. Yeah.
I have to agree that vampire's the best, if only because it's easy to get a vampire costume. There's a lot of different types of vampire you can be. No yep. one is ever disappointed that you showed up as a vampire, right? At worst, you look slightly cooler than you normally would look as a vampire, right?
Yeah, most vampire costumes are cool.
Yeah, you never look like a dick in a vampire costume, for the most part. And it doesn't really impede a lot of normal party-going type stuff. You can eat and drink comfortably in a vampire costume, yeah. for the most part. There's not like a lot of props that you gotta find some place to set something down, or like, it doesn't keep you from sitting in a regular chair like more elaborate costumes might. Favorite though, you're going with Wolfman just because it's the lowest effort.
Favorite, like as in, that's just for me. So yeah, I think for me, if I was gonna be one, it would be Wolfman. However, man, like if I think about it from another angle, like what would I wanna see somebody pull off?
Uh-huh.
You know, like, what would be cool to see somebody do and do a good job of? Probably Mummy.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you. I agree.
If you just wrap yourself in toilet paper, that's not good.
Right,
like,
right.
It won't work. It's not going to last. It's going to look stupid. So do it and do it right. Like, yeah, I'd like to see that.
I would say other points in favor of Mummy that kind of make it my favorite. It's just as convenient as a vampire costume in terms of not impeding your movement for the most part. You can still eat and drink or whatever. It's got built in Edward 40 hands action, really, because you just got to wrap your bottles up. And yeah. It, like, anything that you do at the party as a mummy is automatically funny because it's a mummy doing it. You could get right. out and dance. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're going to, you know what? First of all, you know the Monster Mash is going to play like 100 times. And you're going to get out there and do the Smurf. It's going to fucking be awesome. No one's going to know it's you. They're going to upload that shit to YouTube and be like, look at this mummy. And people aren't going to know it was you. So you don't have to care.
They'll probably.
You're basically incognito.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah, they're probably also going to play Walk Like an Egyptian, which is a good opportunity for anyone dressed as a mummy.
Yeah.
I feel.
Oh man. Yeah, that's it. That absolutely is dressed as a mummy. There's no way it's not.
I'm inspired now. It's too late, but next year, if we have a vaccine, I think I'm going to have to do a mummy costume for Halloween.
It works best with. Okay, I mean, sure, it works fine in normal circumstances, but it's also the best COVID costume.
Is that right? How do you figure that? Because it's a built-in mask.
You're going to be wrapping your face up anyway. Yeah.
Right on. All right.
Filter under that part of it, right? You're good. Now, what are you going to, like, you can't put a mask on if you're a vampire. Covers your
teeth. That's right. That's right. Yeah, you've got to have the fangs out for sure. Yeah, those are great points, man. All right. Well, let's wrap that up. Again, I implore you, write in mailbag@noexpertspodcast.com or tweet at us @noexpertspod if you've got another best versus favorite Halloween costume take. Other than that, do we have any other business on the way out?
No, nothing quick, I don't think.
All right. Well, as always, thanks for listening, and we'll see you again in 2 weeks.